Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, April 9th, 5:30. Thanks so much for getting up with us. It is half hour just for you guys who are also up this early in the morning. There's not a lot of us around, so we appreciate you being here. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I got to tell you, that was a lot of fun after the show yesterday, going out front and watching that eclipse. That was pretty spectacular seeing that yesterday.
I didn't think I would get as excited about it as I did. It was definitely one of those things where I started geeking out over it. I guess when you look up and you actually see it with your special glasses, it's like, whoa. And to me, the fact that someone could pinpoint the exact moment that something like that was going to happen in our universe is so interesting. Like, wow. But yeah, we got a little glimpse of the eclipse yesterday.
That's the first time I ever put the glasses on to look at an eclipse. And it was just really spectacular to see that. And there's videos. I know you have your Instagram stories or stuff on the Mercedes in the Morning account. And you can see our reactions kind of seeing eclipse for the first time. And I loved your excitement about it. Because you're like, wow.
I couldn't believe it.
It was so cool.
It was like, whoa. And like the glasses that we had, you could not see a single thing out of those things. So when you actually go out there and use them in the sun and you can see it, wow, that blew my mind. I was like, oh my gosh, these do work. And I can see why we need protective eyewear in order to look at this, because it is really, really bright.
When I left here, I'd stopped at the gas station. I was just gassing up, and these three employees, I kid you not, Mercedes, they came outside. And this is probably, I don't know, like 11:30 or whatever. They come outside and they just start looking up. I'm like, no, don't.
Don't do it. Save your eyes.
I can't see it. Don't be looking for it. You need those glasses.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, that was a really cool event. I know a lot of people yesterday were getting excited about it, seeing the people and what they got to view that were in the actual path of totality, where they got to see a total eclipse. That some of those pictures are out, and man, that was truly spectacular. I just thought it was cool to see one little, you know, piece of the sun covered, but the whole thing, that was absolutely cool. So yeah, a lot of people enjoying science and nature. I was laughing though at the people who were like cheering for the moon and stuff, like, yay moon, good job. Like, that was, I'm like, okay, I mean, it's exciting and stuff, but the moon doesn't know you're cheering for it, or does it?
Maybe it does.
That's like when you go to a movie and the end of the movie happens and then people cheer. Like, they can't hear you, right?
Yeah. Well, when people cheer when we land, you're on a flight and people cheer, I get it, respect to the pilot for landing it, but my thought is, like, do you have a different outcome? I was expecting the pilot to land us safely. I walked into the Southwest flight expecting to land safely in Burbank, and the people that just, yeah,
I've never been on a plane that cheered. That would,
oh my gosh,
that would actually scare me. Like, why are we cheering? Did we not expect to land, or
what were you expecting to happen? I expected the pilot to do this flawlessly, and he did. So kudos to him, but now we start applauding pilots.
Yeah, fun day yesterday. yesterday with the eclipse, and I'm sure we'll talk more about that this morning. How you doing today?
Good. I ended up, my buddy Tim is in town, so I ended up meeting up with him last night, had the TV show, and then went over to met up with him last night and hung out for about an hour last night or so. It was just nice, just catching up with a buddy last night, and then got home and just did some work, and here we are today, so looking forward to Tuesday.
Very nice. Well, we'll get things started. Let's do it. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Little Miss Can't Be Wrong by the Spin Doctors? Do you want to hear Amazed by Lone Star?
Every little thing that you do, I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting
to hear Survivor by Destiny's Child. Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. A couple of ways: tweet us on X, or you can vote on our Facebook page. Just look up Mercedes in the Morning. And you can also call and text us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1.
Here we go.
You're gonna want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, do you do something in a different way to completely avoid either like a person, a place, a thing? I have completely changed the way I do something after work, after something that happened to me last week. We're going to talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Little Miss Can't Be Wrong by the Spin Doctors is a pre-show you pick up. Mix 94.1, this is the pre-show. I am typically not an avoider. If there's an issue with something, I like to confront it head on. I feel like that's the only way you're going to get answers. But in this case, I am being the biggest avoider. And tell me if I'm just backing down on this or if I should fight back, because something happened last week that really bothered me. And I talked about it on the show. My situation when I left work and the water truck guy over here at the construction area.
They're doing construction here on Warm Springs right here. Warm Springs and Rainbow area closer to Buffalo. Sorry. They're doing the construction there. Yeah, it's like down to one lane. It's backed up and that water truck sprayed you, right?
Yeah, it gets really backed up. And I was just sitting there for like 10 minutes amongst the other cars. And this water truck, normally I would say it was a complete accident, but I literally saw this water truck come up to the side and he sprayed on the side, like three of us cars there. And then he pulled off and then I put my hands up like, what the heck? He stops, rolls down his window and waves to me like, haha. And he's laughing the whole time. So I know it was specifically done to upset me and the other cars. So ever since that happened, I'm just like, I'm not putting myself in that position anymore. I'm not going down that road. So I've been driving home a completely different route. Like I started going down to Rainbow and then backtracking. And then I started going just south a couple of blocks and then getting on Buffalo that way. And I'm just completely going out of my way so that I can avoid that stretch of road and avoid that guy. I'm still so upset about that whole situation.
A couple things. First off, as someone who's still, by the way, Mercedes talked about that like on Thursday of last week. I left the radio station before you and I saw that water truck and I felt like he was just sitting there waiting for cars to line up.
I think he did.
I saw that guy.
And I know exactly what he looks like. And so if I do by chance drive by there, I will be looking for him. I know what you look like. I remember your face and how you smirked and laughed and waved at me after you sprayed my car.
The construction, I feel like it's getting closer to getting done when it comes to the paving. Just a heads up, I haven't been this way in about a week or so. I feel like it's getting closer to getting done. But the way you're going, so if you're going what, south on Tenaya, a couple blocks down, there's still construction over there too, right? You're still sitting in traffic over there. Isn't it down to one lane coming this way on Buffalo as well? If you go down, if you don't turn right on Woman Springs, go down a couple blocks and turn right and come down Buffalo. Isn't there, is that one lane traffic
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, but that's fine because I'm not right next
to
the
road. You're not getting the guy, yeah.
There's a big stretch there that I'm fine. But when I would go the other way on Rainbow and then just jump on
there's traffic there too.
So much traffic. I'm totally adding minutes. Is there like a place you avoid? Maybe it had like significant meaning to you and you're like, I can't go there anymore. Or maybe there's a person you avoid. You're like, oh, I don't want to see Susie at work. I'm going to go the long way around the office so I don't have to walk by her desk. Does anyone purposely avoid areas just because of trauma? You don't like them, stuff like that. I cannot be the only one here.
Let me tell you about a restaurant here in Las Vegas that a former coworker that we worked with. The things didn't end well. I know that person would go to this restaurant all the time.
So you're like, I will not go to this restaurant.
I remember some friends like, hey, we're having a birthday party. We're going to do cocktails here. And they're all going to dinner here at such and such restaurant. Can we count you in for dinner? I'm like, count us in for cocktails. I don't want to roll the dice in that restaurant.
See, I feel like restaurants are fair game. There's no reason you should get it over me.
You didn't
know
the backstory.
I'm still going.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2036.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:01. It is April 9th, Tuesday. So happy you are here with us. So many times we see people influencing on social media, telling people, you should buy this, you should do this, da, 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 da. I like the trend of de-influencing where people are like, you should not buy this. This is something you should avoid. And my daughter de-influenced me on something last night. Is there something you want to de-influence someone on, or you want to put a warning, your personal warning to people about something? 702-364-9400. She asked me, hey, have you watched that Quiet on Set show? And I was like, Quiet on Set? She's like, the dark side of kids TV, the one about that guy. And I was like, oh, the Nickelodeon guy? She's like, yeah, Dan Schneider. I'm like, you know what? I've been meaning to watch it. I have not watched it yet. She goes, don't. And I was like, really? Is it that bad? She goes, it's horrific. She's like, it is so sad. It's so disturbing. It's so terrible to see what happened to the kids on that he was involved with, and even some of the adults that work there that he dealt with. Mm-hmm. She's like, do not watch it. It's so sad. And I was like, de-influenced. It is not on my list anymore. I don't want to watch it. Is there something you want to de-influence or your personal warning to other people? But yeah, she's like, I guess the last episode just came out or is about to come out. And she's like, it was so sad. It's just awful. Don't watch it.
You hear a lot of chatter about that show, the same kind of chatter that you were talking about, where you're intrigued and you want to see the story. But that is a great warning then, because it's, apparently if it's that intense, just avoid the whole thing.
Yeah.
Why bring yourself down that road?
I feel like, you know, it would be good to get this information. And you've heard these stories about this guy for years and years and years. But I guess the show, has anyone watched it? What did you guys think of it? I'm curious. And is there something that you want to personally warn people about? De-influence them on something, because it's like, no, trust me. From my experience, you do not want to do this.
It's been a few years, but we did that Trouble Bubblegum challenge for Try It Tuesday. And this is gum that it's very hot. It's 16 million Scoville units. It's like all the hottest peppers in the world. They combined in this gum. It was awful. We did it. We about died in this after having this gum. It was awful. We were in pain. We got sick. We were on the floor. It was comical watching it. For some people, it was painful to go through. But after that, so many people ask me, where did you get it? Where did you get it? I refuse to tell people where we got
it.
I didn't tell people. No, please, I just want to check it out. I didn't want to. No, you do not want to check it out. The chatter about that has died down, but every once in a while, someone will come and say, hey, what was that gum that you guys did that wiped you guys out? I want to try it. Like, no, I don't even want to tell you about it because it's so vicious.
I would not wish that on my worst enemy. It was so horrible. Like, that was absolutely traumatic and miserable. So
you buy the gum, it tells you the challenge is to be able to chew the gum and blow a bubble. I could barely get a piece of my mouth without falling over in pain.
And the after effects lasted a couple of days.
Yes.
I did not feel right for a couple of days after that. De-influenced. I hope we de-influenced you on the Trouble Bubble Gum, guys.
Hey, coming up here in about 15 minutes, tickets for you to Reggae in the Desert. Those are yours when you win Heads Up. And up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Billie Eilish makes a big announcement. What is it? We'll tell you coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Billie Eilish is trending this morning. The singer has finally unveiled the details surrounding her highly anticipated follow-up album. She announced her third studio album. It's going to be called Hit Me Hard and Soft, and it's set to arrive on May 17th. Here's the thing. Usually they give us a little taste of what's to come on the album with a single here and there. No singles. It's all going to be just dropped at once. And she says it's because she thinks the record will be best appreciated by listening to it in its entirety.
I love this. I like this spin that she's doing. So we're not gonna hear anything. Album comes out. Fans buy this thing. Listen for the first time. Hear maybe it's a new sound for her. Who knows? But you'll find out when the entire thing comes out. I like this approach that she's doing.
I am totally against it.
Really?
I want a taste of it. Give me a single. Let me kind of know what your sound is. And then when the whole album drops, then I get to listen to the whole thing. Like what Beyonce did. I like that. We got a couple of singles. We got a taste of it. And then we were, you know, some of us were wowed when the album came out and you got to hear the whole thing. But it's a great way to build up curiosity and anticipation. So in that side, I totally get it. But I'm like, give us something. Now we have to wait till May 17th.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Sit around and wait. Yeah. And then just think about it. When May 17th, I know you're a huge Billie Eilish fan. All of a sudden, here's your plate. It's full. This isn't the meal I prepared for you. Enjoy it.
You're not going to convince me. I want a single. So
is there any rumblings from the record labels that, hey, once the album comes out, we do have a single in mind?
No, I haven't heard a single thing on it. She posted on Instagram that she's not doing singles because she just wants us to all hear it in a certain order. And then the press release on the album says that the album does exactly as the title suggests. It hits you hard and soft, both lyrically and sonically, while bending genres and defying trends along the way. It says that it journeys through a vast and expansive audio landscape, which immerses listeners into a full spectrum of emotions. So, yeah, I mean, you're going to pique people's curiosity. That is absolutely a fact. Here's another thing. Was kind of bummed. Only 10 tracks on the album. Usually she has more tracks. So that's a smaller.
10's a lot of songs.
Album. It really isn't.
10's a great amount of songs.
10's like, that's like a K-pop album. Usually the K-pop albums only put out like a smaller song. So I'm kind of like, oh, okay, only 10 tracks. Interesting. In addition to the digital platforms, once it's released, limited versions of the album created using 100% recycled materials are going to be available for purchase as well. So yeah, she's back with some new music. It should be good.
Coming up here in about 4 minutes, we've got your tickets to Reggae in the Desert. Those are yours when you win Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and it's time for Heads Up. Call us at 702-364-9400. You want to be caller 20. When that's you, you're playing Heads Up, and this is a neat prize for you.
We have tickets to enjoy Reggae in the Desert. They are yours right now with Heads Up, featuring Steel Pulse, Collie Buds, much more at the Clark County Government Amphitheater. It's happening on April 20th, and if you're ready to go, we have your tickets right now with Heads Up. You get to pick your category and your partner, and if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you're going to be there. Caller 20 plays, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, our contestant this morning is Mandy. How you doing, Mandy?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. Let's get you these tickets to Reggae in the Desert. We've got four categories for you to choose. Which one do you want to go with? We have Breaking Bad, Joining the Army, Unicorns, or Old MacDonald?
Let's do Old MacDonald.
Old MacDonald. National Farm Animal Day is tomorrow. These are all things you would find on a farm, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Let's go with JP.
Okay.
All right, Mandy, 60 seconds on the clock. You get six corrects. You're going to Reggae in the Desert, and we start now. This animal, we get bacon from, pork from.
Pig.
Yes. This is an animal. It's woolly. Yes. All the animals might be kept in this building on a farm. It's usually, it's usually red. No, it's a building. It's red. It's on a farm.
You keep a barn?
Yes. You feed this to horses. It's like straw.
Hey,
yes. A farmer would ride this machine to mow the lawn or plow the fields.
A tractor.
Yes. This is a game you play. Duck, duck.
Goose.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yes.
Nice job, you guys. Congratulations, Mandy.
Thank you.
Mandy, you're all set with tickets to Reggae in the Desert at Clark County Amphitheater. This is happening on Saturday, April 20th. We'll have these tickets again tomorrow morning with Heads Up. And then next hour, we've got the Mega Minute. When you conquer the Mega Minute, you're getting passes to Legoland. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, streaming live on the Odyssey app. If you take a sick day or even a personal day, do you feel that the company or your employer has the right to know if you're really sick or what you're doing on that personal day? An Ohio teacher is facing termination after she allegedly took two sick days from work to go to a concert that was in another state. So she's right now on unpaid leave. The school board voted about this, and they call it falsified sick leave when she went to a show in Tennessee. Like, her whole thing is, like, what business is it of theirs? She refused to answer any questions about her whereabouts, the specifics on, you know, why she needed sick time. She didn't answer. And they called a disciplinary meeting over that.
I think this is ridiculous. This frustrates me. I'm on the side of the teacher. I think this school board is wasting time. They're wasting money. They're wasting resources. So she took a couple days off to go see a concert. To me, you go back 20 years ago, sick days, stomach bug, flu or something. Mental health is so important. Maybe she needed some time off to reset her brain. She was fried at wit's end with the kids or something. And you know what? Going to a concert and getting out of town for a day is going to help me. I'm taking sick days. I back this teacher 100%.
What do you guys think? And especially teachers, do you feel like you should have to give a reason for why you are taking a well-earned sick day? And could mental health be something that falls under that category? Renee is a kindergarten teacher. Hi, Renee. What do you think?
Well, I've been a teacher a long time. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. And I'm on the fence. If she has personal days in her contract, that's what personal days are meant to be for. Sick days are meant for when you're sick. So if she's already used all of her personal days for the year, that means she's already had time off that she's been paid for. When you're gone from school, it's a ripple effect, and it affects everybody on your team, the kids, administrators that have to cover you. So if she used up all of her sick days, she should probably find another day to go to a concert.
Well, what do you think, though, if it's like one of those things where it's like, I am beyond stressed. This is affecting my mental health. Getting out of the state, getting out of here, going to a concert, that is going to make me a better teacher. Do you buy that as an argument?
No.
Oh, hey, you're being honest. I
don't.
Appreciate it.
I've been teaching for 20 years, and I've been sick, and we have sick days for that. I have friends that have had cancer that have used all of their sick days and have none left. And so I see it as an abuse of our benefit. When people do things like this, then my benefit is at risk because then they're not going to want to give us as many days next time, right?
That's completely valid and a great argument, Renee. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Kelly, who is also a teacher. Hi, Kelly. What do you think?
I think it's hard because you accrue so many sick days. So then you have 100, 120, 130 sick days. And like you were saying, if you need that mental health break, why not take it? And whose business it is that I use my 120 sick days for a concert rather than for being sick?
Yeah, that's kind of where I am. It's like, why do I have to tell you exactly mm-hmm. what's going on? Why can't I? What if I was sick when I went to the concert?
You just want to get out of town?
I was just really sick, but I still went to the concert.
It's just, it's so hard to find teachers, I think. And then here's someone she's been teaching since 2015. She's highly involved with the school. She has other responsibilities in the district. I was reading about her. And because she does this, they're going to get rid of the woman? It just doesn't make any sense to me. It's sad.
That seems like a really bad reason to give up a great teacher.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. of she went to a concert. But yeah, it's I thought it was against policy to ask someone why, you know. I've been asked before, like, hey, I'm going to take this day off. Why? Why do you care?
None of your business.
I earned it. I'm taking it off.
It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So yesterday, right after we got off the air, there was a shooting at a Summerlin law firm. And this whole story is absolutely tragic. It happened on West Charleston Pavilion Center around 10:04 a.m. and it broke out during a child custody deposition at the Prince Law Group. And a Las Vegas attorney who has been identified as the gunman, Joe Houston, he allegedly shot Dennis Prince and Ashley Prince before turning the gun on himself. A family member confirmed the deaths, and this whole thing is tragic. I guess that Joe Houston was representing his son, Dylan Houston, during the proceedings with his former daughter-in-law, Ashley Prince, who was represented by her new husband, Dennis Prince. They have a child together, Dennis and Ashley. And then I don't know. Obviously, no one knows what happened during the deposition, but the suspect reportedly began shooting 3 to 4 minutes into that meeting. So it's just what a tragic, tragic story. This is absolutely awful. And I know a lot of you listening probably have some ties to them in some way, and just sending our love to you and their families. And the only people that lose here are the children. It's just so sad.
Yeah, there are two children there without their parents, and then the newborn child with Dennis and Ashley. And I know Dennis has other children from previous marriages, and all the people involved. It just all the relatives of all this thing. There were other people there in the room as well. They said mm-hmm. there were like 6 or 7 people that were also in the room, part of the deposition, law clerks and everything that were in there that just witnessed this horrific event. There's just so many different layers of tragedy to this. It's hard to wrap your head around what was going through that guy's mind, this whole thing taking place. Now what happens to these children? It's heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking.
So I'm not trying to get too far ahead of things here, but so now does the father get custody of the children after the father-in-law did that? Like, that's, I couldn't stop thinking about this all night. It's just so awful.
Yeah, as the details started to come out, I was the same way. And then also thinking, too, it's there's got to be some kind of law in effect. I'm sure there's not now, so they're able to do it. But to have so many people, like to have your father representing you in this case when there's emotional ties to the case, like these are his grandkids he's representing his son for, and then to have your new husband represents you, I just think it starts to muddy the waters when you have family representing you in court. I don't know. At least to me, it just seemed like that muddies the waters when it comes to law practice.
Well, it does, but at the same time, it's very expensive to hire a lawyer. So, you know, if I have a family member that can represent me and I may not have to pay what I would have to pay someone who's not related to me, I get it, but it's just, it's so crazy. And do you feel like more buildings need to have like metal detectors when you're going in and out of them? I've been in that building several times. Both times I purchased a house, the title company was in that same building. And you just walk right in, go mm-hmm. up. There's like no type of, or at least when I went, and this was a few years ago, there was no type of reception desk or anything like that. And there's not in a lot of buildings, a lot of business buildings. So is this something that needs to be taken more seriously, putting in metal detectors, having some sort of reception desk where people have to stop and check in? Would that have mattered? This was a lawyer, and would we have just given a pass? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if how can we prevent something like this from happening in the future, I guess is my question.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But then who do you put a receptionist in these big office buildings with multiple offices? And there's someone down there. And is that where you put the metal detector? What if it's a smaller office building? I was in my dentist's office is in a smaller office building. There's multiple offices. You just walk right in, walk up the second floor. There's so many offices like that. Yeah. How do you prevent something that's been happening? It's a tragedy. It's hard to say.
Does anyone know if the ex-husband was there when this happened?
I thought he was there. That's what I heard.
So he witnessed this happening?
Yeah, that the son of Joe, Dylan? That's what I had heard. It could be wrong, but I thought
Where did you hear that?
But I thought he was there. I thought he was there. The dad was there representing him.
I'm getting some feedback from people saying that he was not there.
He was not there. The son was not there. Okay.
None of this is confirmed, yeah. Obviously. I mean, nobody knows for sure, but I don't want to start anything.
Same. This is something that I heard. There, someone told me this yesterday afternoon.
Okay. I thought maybe like you heard that on the news or something.
No. I was talking to someone in the know of the whole thing, and that's what they told me, but they were also getting the information from someone else, but they were kind of in the know with the families. But again, they could have gotten bad information.
Mm. Yeah, it's just an awful story, and I'm sure we're going to be learning more and more about this as the days go on and the investigation continues. But just, I know a lot of people were very shocked to hear this news yesterday.
Absolutely. We have got to wrap it up time-wise. More coming up. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. You can reach out anytime. Call us or text us at 702-364-9400. And actually use that number if this has ever happened to you. What is something your parents told you as a kid that you now realize was not entirely true? I got so called out on something, and I blame my parents because they told me this and it was a lie. And I see it now. That I believe this my whole life. Over the weekend, we were driving, and it was dark outside, and my daughter had this book that she was reading, and she's in the back, and she turns on the dome light. And we're driving. I go, turn the dome light off. And she's like, why? I can't see without it. And I go, it's illegal to drive with the dome light on. She's like, it's not illegal. I'm like, yes, it is, because my dad told me that was illegal my entire life. So she looks it up. Not illegal.
Hold on. It's not illegal. It's
not
illegal.
Did
you? What was her source?
We need a
police officer to call us right now, because until I hear from an officer's mouth, I was the same way, Mercedes. Turn that. And when you had to turn the light on as a kid, so fast, quickly, you drop something. I can't find it. Turn the light off.
My dad would go, turn that off. It's illegal. You want to get me a ticket?
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, so my entire life, I thought that was illegal. That you couldn't drive with the dome light on inside. And she does a quick Google search, and she's like, that's not illegal. She's like, that's an old wives' tale. who told you that? And I was like, your grandpa told me that. She's like, well, he lied to you.
No, he did not. El Jefe is not a liar. Maybe the law changed. What if everyone and I was driving with their dome lights on? It'd be chaotic out there.
What is something your parents told you as a kid that you now realize was not entirely true? Fallon, is there something that you were told that you found out about later on?
Hey, Mercedes. Yeah. So when I was growing up, I used to mock my mom and my siblings a lot, make faces at them. My mom used to tell me that making those faces, my face was going to get stuck like that. So I used to believe it. And instead of making the faces, you know, I would just stay straight face because I swore my face was going to stay stuck, like with my tongue hanging out and everything.
I thought that I heard that too, but I heard it's if someone slaps you on the back while you're making that face, then your face will stay that way.
Are you willing to try that? Because I'm not. That's the same thing. I heard yeah, your face gets stuck. My mom, like, people would say that, but if someone smacked you in your back, in fact, that was in an Adam Sandler movie. There was a girl who made a funny face. She got smacked in the back, and then they referenced her later on in the movie, and she still got the same funny face because she got smacked in the back while making that face.
I'm telling you, why are we telling these falsities here? We're getting a bunch of texts here. This one says, I was told by my dad that that Baskin Robbins was only open on the 31st of the month. That's a brilliant thing. So you can't always bug them to take you. If they're only open on the 31st, that's the only day that you can go.
There's just one day of the week.
That's why the 31 is on there. It's not 31 flavors. It's open on the 31st of the month. Some months it's not open, unfortunately.
Were you petrified anytime you swallowed gum?
Oh, yeah, 7 years, right?
Yeah.
7 years in the intestine.
It's just sitting there for the next 7 years. And if you swallow two pieces, oh, dear Lord. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas's best variety and Mercedes in the Morning faster. Mix 94.1.
In 5 minutes, when you conquer the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute, you're going to get a four-pack of Resort Hopper passes to Legoland, California. We had someone conquer the Mega Minute on Monday, and it was awesome.
I am so excited to see if we can do it. 2 days in a row, that would be great. I am so excited to hear this audio. I have not heard it yet. Everyone's still talking about the eclipse yesterday. It captivated people from North America to Mexico to Southeast Canada. And a lot of people are probably wondering when the next solar eclipse is going to be visible from the United States. NASA says it's not happening until August 23rd, 2044. So they say that that eclipse is going to have more limited visibility in the U.S. versus yesterday's. So it'll only be visible in Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota is what they're saying. So 20 years from now. But even though we only got a partial eclipse, I thought it was so cool. I had my Sonic sunglasses that we got from trying their blackout frosty and went out there and we were just like, I don't know. I was so mesmerized by it. I've never seen an eclipse before. So I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, it's the same time here. And 2017 was the last one. I don't know why we didn't go outside and look at it. Maybe we didn't have the glasses, but I never put much thought into it until show's over. We put our glasses on. We're looking up at the sky because you can't see anything with those glasses. Where is it? And as soon as each one of us spotted it, we were like little kids again. Oh my gosh, look at this. We posted the picture. We're just staring up, staring at it, mouths open, just soaking it all in. And that was just the partial. I know your friend Ross flew to New York State to see the full eclipse and soak it all in. I couldn't imagine what it would be like to experience a total eclipse. It's got to be life-changing.
Yeah, like we were acting like little kids. And speaking of that, we have some audio that is supposed to be really cute. I haven't heard it. Where kids are reviewing yesterday's solar eclipse.
Yes.
They their thoughts on it. I'm wondering if our reactions were the same on that. Let's play this.
My name is Ben. I'm 7 years old. My favorite part of the eclipse was putting the glasses on and seeing the moon because it was like really shiny and the sun was also really cool. Thank you.
My name is Daniel. I'm 4 years old. My favorite part of the eclipse was that it was dark outside. Bye-bye. You're cool and I love you.
Hello, my name is Adrian and I'm 6 and I'm experienced about the eclipse. I got a feeling that I saw a ring up the sky, and it was very cool. I got shocked about it.
He got shocked about it.
Oh, did that second girl say, "And I love you"?
I think she dropped an L-bomb in there. She's very considerate.
I used to do that when I was little. I would literally tell everyone I love them. The mailman would come by, "I love you."
Oh, sweet.
At the grocery store, "I love you." It was a thing. So I could totally relate to that little girl.
Let's see what else these kids got to say.
"And I just liked how the sun got smaller and smaller and smaller until it just got gone.
It looked like the sun was going in front of the moon. When the moon went in front of the sun, the lights, the moon was white before, but then when it went in front of the sun, it turned red because it was in front of the sun, and it's normally yellow, but at night, it's not that color anymore because it's sundown."
Kids always have something to say. I love it. We're getting some texts. "Does no one remember the eclipse that was just a few months ago?" I have never seen one before. I've never had the protective eyewear to be able to look at one before.
And that wasn't a total eclipse either. That was a partial eclipse.
This was a partial for us, though.
Yeah, but yeah. The one in October wasn't a partial for everyone. It wasn't a total eclipse. Because I remember that one. It was a Saturday morning, and it was a bright day out. All of a sudden, it started to get dim.
Yeah. Now I have my glasses. I can reuse them in 20 years. I'm very excited.
Save them.
This.
Put them in a drawer.
I am saving them. I'm putting them in the junk drawer.
Here we go. It is now time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minutes.
This is exciting. Your tickets right now, a 4-pack of them. Resort hopper passes to Legoland California to celebrate the opening of Dino Valley. Want to go? We've got your tickets. You just need to conquer the Mega Minute, which is 60 seconds and 10 questions. Answer them all correct in that time, and you are going to Legoland. Caller 20, you get to take a shot. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Tiffany is playing the Mega Minute today. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
How are you feeling?
Nervous and excited.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. You know, we had a winner yesterday, so this can be done. You're the perfect person to do it, and we're rooting for you, okay? So take a breath.
Well,
it starts quickly.
All right, Tiffany, so you have 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions, playing for those passes to Legoland. If you get one wrong or pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end. And the game starts now.
What phenomenon happened yesterday where the moon passed?
Solar eclipse.
Yes. What movie would you find the Queen of Hearts and the Mad Hatter?
Alice in Wonderland.
Yes. What is the name of the river that runs through Egypt?
The Nile.
Yes. On a ladybug, what color are its spots?
Black.
Yes. What character lives in a trash can on Sesame Street?
Oscar the Grouch.
Yes. Cumulus and nimbus are types of what?
Clouds.
Yes. Get Up, Stand Up, and Buffalo Soldier are popular hits for which artist?
Pass.
What did Jack and Jill go up the hill for?
A pail of water.
Yes. What does the word DJ stand for?
Disco jockey?
Judge Steph says no.
No. Pass. If you had to get a filling at a dentist, you probably had what?
Cavity?
Yes. What is Get Up, Stand Up, and Buffalo Soldier are popular hits from which artist?
Bob Marley?
Yes. What does the word DJ stand for?
Oh, no. It's not disco jockey?
It's not. It's disc jockey.
Disc jockey. Oh, my gosh.
That O ruined it all. I am so sorry, Tiffany. Hang on the line. That's worse than just losing flat out.
And she came back. If she wouldn't have got the Bob Marley one, I'd be like, okay. But she got the Bob Marley one.
Disco.
Judge Steph, you have to stick to the, it has to be the right word.
Those are the rules.
Yeah. It does. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. It hurts. It does.
But that, Tiffany, that was great. You literally were on track to win that one. The Mega Minute claims another victim, and that means caller 20 right now. You get these passes, a 4-pack of passes, resort hopper passes to Legoland, California to celebrate the opening of Dino Valley. You want to go? Caller 20 gets them. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, streaming live on the Odyssey app. Coming up next hour, it's Tuesday, so that means Try It Tuesday is coming up. I'm not looking forward to today's Try It Tuesday at all.
Oh, I'm excited because we did something kind of similar with this product, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I love this. I'm hoping it's the same flavor.
Well, it's a completely different flavor.
I mean, correct. I hope I get the same punch from it, that I enjoy it.
Okay. There's one key ingredient in this that is completely turning me off and making my stomach turn.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
And so now I'm just like, oh. Well, you can listen to all of that fun stuff coming up next hour when we try something before you do and let you know if it's worth the buy.
I hung out with my buddy Tim last night. He was on the show yesterday, and this is my buddy Tim I've known since college, and he was in town with his wife. She has a conference going on, and Tim's dad was a pilot for United for 30-plus years. Anyone out there get a benefit? Is there a perk of your parents' profession? And I remember when I first met Tim, he could fly for free at any point up until he turned 25 because his dad was a pilot. That's one of the perks. But apparently, this perk has continued throughout his entire life, and I was not aware of this. So his dad retired, and his dad still gets to fly for free, and his wife, his dad's wife gets to fly for free. But he's able to hand out two of these like freebie tickets to two people every single year. And so obviously he gives it to his son and then his son's wife. So my buddy Tim can still fly on standby with United for free at any point, anytime he wants to.
Does he get to sit in the fancy seats, or is it just whatever's available?
It's if the fancy seats are available, they'll give it to him. He flew from New York to Las Vegas first class.
Nice, nice.
And he was showing me there's a whole app for it because he was thinking about flying out last night, and he was just showing me. So United has an app where you can see there's a 10:30 flight. It's a red eye. Right now, currently, there are 20 open seats, and there are five other people kind of in his wheelhouse that are flying standby. So if he wanted to, he could see he'll probably get on that flight tonight. Or if he waited until today, he was looking at the flight, and they had four empty seats, and one person was on standby. It's his whole thing, but talk about saving money and convenience. It's awesome.
That's my brother-in-law. His dad was a pilot. I don't know. I want to say maybe it was United also. I'm not sure. But they get to fly for free on standby too, which is, it can be a tricky proposition sometimes. And there's been times where they've been like not allowed on the plane and they're like, oh, we got to go. But yeah, if you're not having to pay for that, the price of airline tickets is insane. So that is a nice family perk.
Yeah, you do have to have that flexibility too. Because if you go to the airport, there's nothing available until the next day or something, you had to get somewhere that night, then you're kind of in trouble. But
I have a friend who asked me, are you guys going to Disneyland anytime soon? And I was like, not that I have planned. Why? And they're like, well, we have a hookup at Club 33. And I'm like, what? Do you know what Club 33 is?
It's the elite club, right?
Oh, my gosh. And I'm like, when are you going? We'll go. I'll make a trip. Like, are you kidding me? And they're like, yeah, we'll get you in. It's a family thing that we have this membership. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Just tell me the time, the date, the place. I'll be there to get into Club 33.
Sign me up. Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. So we just heard Justin Bieber a couple of minutes ago, and there's been some rumors about his marriage being on the rocks. And yesterday, his mom dropped some very cryptic quotes on her Instagram story, and people think that she's shading Hailey Bieber on it.
Oh, what'd she say?
So one of the quotes was, "The only people who get upset when you set boundaries are the ones who benefited from you having none." And then the other one was, "Rejection is a sign you showed up. Be proud of yourself for stepping forward despite the outcome." So between her posts and then Stephen Baldwin, who asked for prayers for Hailey and Justin recently,
that's right, yeah,
Fans are wondering what's going on there. Part of me is like, it's none of our business, but they're putting it all out there, so it's making people talk, you know.
When the parents and uncles and aunts start talking, like, come on, let's keep our business to ourselves.
It's the cryptic post for me, and I accidentally posted one like a couple of weeks ago. I just thought it was a nice quote. Like, I follow all these like inspirational quotes on Instagram, and I can't remember what it was. It's like, always show up for the people who show up for you, or something like that. Like, literally just, oh, that's very sweet. So I posted it, and I started getting messages from people. They're like, hey, I'm sorry I couldn't make it to this thing. And I'm like, wait, what? what are you talking about? I'm like, I deleted it. I was like, I was not trying to start anything. I just thought it was a cool quote.
You get all these people who feel guilty for missing something.
Oh, I'm
so sorry I missed our luncheon 3 years ago. Please don't hold it against me.
I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
It is true with the crypto stuff. Just get right to it. Just say, hey, this is what's happening. Here's what's going on. I need your prayers, or you know, I'm dealing with this right now. The cryptic stuff, you start to read into it, things get twisted.
But what's your take on like quotes? Because I do follow a lot of inspirational type quote things, and I'm like, hey, this resonated with me. This could affect someone else the way it affected me. Someone posted it. I'm glad they did. I'm glad I saw it. I'm gonna post it. You can post things without it always being about someone mm-hmm. else, but it's when like they type stuff and they're like, I guess my best just wasn't good enough. It's like
what are you talking about? No, I'm like you. I love reading quotes. I think that stuff some stuff does resonate, or it sparks something in you, or maybe you're having, you know, not the best day and you read something and it changes your mindset just a little bit. I'm a huge fan of people that repost reels, inspirational reels, quotes and stuff like that. I take them for face value. This spoke to you, Mercedes. You're sharing it to us to hopefully maybe speak to one person.
Exactly. You're just trying to pass along the inspiration.
But I'm so sorry I didn't show up to that one event you had.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you got the message. What else this morning? Have you ever tried to fight a speeding ticket? Didn't you just get one?
I just got one, yeah.
Are you fighting it?
I think I'm just going to go ahead and... I'm just going to go ahead and pay it. Yeah, I'm just going to pay it. It's 72 and a 65, so I'll just pay that one.
Well, there's a grandma in East Cleveland, Ohio. Her name's Joanne Gibson. She recently got two tickets in the mail for doing 27 in a 20-mile-per-hour zone. The fine was $105. Here's the weird part. She was not driving. And there's proof. There's those, you know, those automated traffic cameras. Do they have those here in town? I heard they're putting those in some intersections here in town.
Yeah, I know North Las Vegas, they're putting some in right now as we speak. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they found that this camera picked up footage of her car doing 27 and a 20, but it shows it was very clearly hooked up to a tow truck when it happened.
Oh,
so the tow truck driver was the one who was speeding, but the camera scanned her license plate and gave her the ticket instead. It happened when her van broke down. She says she went to a nearby police station to show them the mistake, but they said, hey, that's not on us. You got to contact the vendor that operates the camera. So her local news just did a story on it, and the president of her city council is trying to help her get her ticket expunged, because even if the fine is waived, that could still affect her insurance.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the news report's mostly about how the camera shouldn't have been there in the first place. I guess the city council recently voted to have it removed, but the tow truck part seems just like more of an obvious reason to waive the ticket.
Yeah, she wasn't the one driving the car. Yeah, she should not be held responsible.
Give it to the tow truck driver.
Yeah, exactly. Who was speeding? Hey, we do have Try It Tuesday this morning. It's coming up next hour, right around 8:15. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning.
Mix 94.1, streaming live on the Odyssey app. It's Mercedes in the morning. Man, scammers are just getting more and more creative. They're getting, they're finding ways to trick people. And I don't know if your wife got tricked or if they just hacked her, but this sounds kind of scary.
Yeah, her stuff got hacked yesterday. She got home from doing some work stuff and came home and noticed a couple emails from Marriott talking about her future reservations. And she does a lot of traveling, so she's always booking stuff. And she opened them up, and they were for Philadelphia. One was like this weekend, one was for next week. And she's, that's not her. Like, I'm not going, I didn't book these. I'm not going to Philly. There must be some mistake. And so she called Marriott, and they had everything on file. Someone using her Marriott's reward account, her reward account got hacked into, and this person was booking hotel rooms using her points and then her credit card that was saved on file as well. And she called things in advance to stop everything, but now it's a whole thing with her credit card and her email account. It's a whole thing, but at least nothing was charged to her card. But I was telling my buddy this, and he's like, dude, this happened to my buddy's friend in New York City where someone did the same thing, but they were actually able to check into the hotel, and he didn't realize it until he got some kind of notification from the hotel, like, your stay, I'm not staying in New York City. And he called the hotel, and the person had checked in under his account and under this guy's credit card and was staying in the hotel.
That's really scary. And can they arrest the person when they come across them saying, you're not this person, you scammed us, can they do something like that?
So my buddy was telling me that with his friend in New York City, the hotel went up to the guy's room and said, you have an option of either just leaving right now or paying us separately to stay in the hotel at the rack rate to stay for the night. And I guess the guy ended up spending his own money to stay in the hotel room. And my friend's like, why didn't they call the cops? And I guess New York City, there's a lot going on that you call the cops, they're probably not going to come down there and take care of that right away because their hands are full with other stuff that's happening. But so they didn't call the cops. They just give the guy the option of either checking out or paying for the room. And that was it.
Wow. That's amazing that they would still allow someone who blatantly stole to stay. Hey, you can still stay. Yeah, you totally compromised one of our other customers' information and stole from them. But we can offer you our best rate now with our rewards program for you to get a double room here. Come on in. Are you kidding me?
And can I get your real name? You're not Mr. Johnson. What is your Mr. Smith? Okay, perfect.
That is
need fresh
so
towels?
Messed up. I just don't understand why the scammers have so much power, and you're just like so convinced that making money is more important than protecting someone's information.
Yeah, wouldn't you go up there and just ask them to leave immediately? Just like, hey, get out, you know,
well,
we call the
no
cops.
Part of this.
Yeah,
but they're like, well, we still could make a two-night stay off of this. Who cares? He's a criminal. I mean, who hasn't done something we're not proud of, you know?
Exactly. You got to be careful. That stuff is out there. And yeah, I don't think Laura saw her Marriott's reward program getting hacked on her cards last night. But hopefully everything's going to work out.
Well, I hope so. I hope that works out.
She got kicked out of her iCloud account, too. And she was on the phone with Apple. And she can't get into her account for like a couple days now. It's really bizarre.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
I know.
Two-factor authentication on everything.
Is that what you have?
It's like everything from your social media accounts to your bank accounts to your just anything you log into. If they have two-factor authentication, sign up for it. Someone hacked into my daughter's like PlayStation account, and I was literally watching it happen in real time because I had access to her email. She's like, Mom, something's happening, and I'm watching all these emails. Your password has been changed. I had luckily turned on the two-factor authentication to that. I had like a key code, and it overrid everything they did. I got in touch with the PlayStation people. They knocked that person out. We changed the password, and it was fine.
Like, smart.
It's just a nice protection. I don't know that you can 100% protect yourself, but yeah, that's just a nice way, another layer there.
Any extra layers help.
Yeah.
We've got Try Tuesday coming up here in about 10 minutes. 94.1 Mercedes in the morning in about 10 minutes. 4 tickets for you to Bluey's Big Play.
Okay, it's Tuesday. That means it is time for Try It Tuesday. We're going to try something that maybe you wouldn't normally try, but you're curious about and you don't want to spend the money. Or maybe it's a trend that you've seen people do and you're like, should I try that? We're going to try it first, let you know how it goes, and then you decide if you want to partake. We do this every Tuesday. Today, we are trying something that we talked about on this show. We talked about it in What's Trending. It's a new item made by a company that we've tried stuff from before. And that company is Nissin. And as correctly guessed on our YouTube and Facebook, which we are streaming now, we are trying the Cup Noodles Everything Bagel with Cream Cheese Ramen Noodles. Okay. I have mixed feelings on this. I don't know. You're very excited about it, JC?
Because we did the one where it wasn't the pancakes and eggs and sausage. The whole thing was delicious. I'm excited to try this. I'm hoping it's full of flavor. The one thing I do not like is garlic and onions. I'm hoping there's not an overbearing taste of garlic and onion. Outside of that, I'm really looking forward to trying this.
Well, the product is based off of the Everything Bagel, of course, with cream cheese. They say this limited time flavor blends ramen with a saucy mix of caraway seeds, sesame seeds, poppy seeds, garlic, onion, and here's where it gets me, cream cheese flavor. So, Steph, you made this. Did you put the cream cheese in there or was it all part of it?
It was all a part of it. All I did was add hot water. The thing is, I hope that it's cooked because during the Teddy Swim song is right before is when I put the water in. So hopefully, I hope it's good.
Okay, well, I'm opening it now. It smells fine. Like, I don't, it's a little early for
this. Gosh,
oh, it smells like a bagel. It smells good.
Really?
I like the smell. I love the smell.
I don't like it because it looks creamy.
The texture's awful.
The sesame seeds are in there. This is cool. I like it.
I'm stirring it up. Now I see the consistency.
Look at the consistency.
It's like milky.
Yeah. Oh, it does look murky.
Oh, boy.
An hour ago, I was all in, and I'm quickly changing my thoughts on this thing.
I'm already starting to have the physical reaction. I felt it in my mouth. Okay.
Oh, let's change your mindset. It's going to be delicious.
Yeah, it's going to be bomb.
Do you do fork or spoon?
I do fork.
I'm stirring with a spoon, but I'm probably going to go with fork to get the noodle, the noodles.
Who wants to go first?
Not me.
All right, I'll go first. All right.
JC's taking a bite. He's slurping up the noodle because it ain't good unless you slurp it.
You know, it's not that bad.
It's not?
No.
The cream cheesiness.
Oh, there's the onion. There's the garlic. I'm getting that heavy. The cream cheese is not that bad. I thought it was going to be a real powerful taste. It's a little bit on the blander side. For me, it's the garlic and onion that's really popping.
Okay, so if you're on our live stream right now on YouTube or Facebook, I'm holding it up. You can see like how it's kind of murky looking.
Yeah.
That is very unappealing to me. So you really didn't have to put any sort of like cream cheese in it. It's already mixed in there.
Yeah, everything was already packaged into the cup.
What's cream cheese with the flavoring?
Yeah, that's what it says. Everything bagel with cream cheese, artificially flavored ramen noodles.
Mercedes, sauce. Since you're the ones who are really dreading it, let's have you go last.
Okay.
So
okay.
Steph, you go second here.
All right, I'll give it a little bite.
Here we go. This is Nissin Cup of Everything Bagel with Cream Cheese flavor.
It's okay. Yeah, it's bland to me. It needs like Tapatio.
Is it bland?
It needs hot sauce.
I will tell you this. I still have that garlic and onion aftertaste in my mouth.
Oh, no. Is it going to be the kind where you get the burps and taste it for the rest of the day? Should I just pass and just go with
you?
No, we need your opinion.
Okay, here we go. All right. I'm taking some of the noodles here.
Oh, you went big.
Yeah, she went for a
big. Oh, my God. Yeah, you did.
Oh, I have to really taste it. Yeah, I guess it's not terrible, but yeah, it's garlicky. It's garlicky. I don't know. I like garlic noodles, but I don't really know if I like this.
I'm going to try just the broth.
Ew.
Should we just try the broth?
Oh, the broth's pretty good. It looks like kind of like bad egg drop soup.
Yeah.
You look at the broth. It's not bad. It has real sesame seeds in it, which is kind of a cool crunch.
That's where you get all the garlic in that broth.
Not bad, but not good.
I like the broth better than the noodles.
I just spit mine out.
Yeah.
Nope.
I'm going to have to go thumbs down on this.
Yeah.
Don't waste your money. Don't try it.
Ugh.
It's just, if you really want the taste of an everything bagel with cream cheese, get an everything bagel with cream cheese.
Yes.
Don't get noodles.
That option is available everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, okay.
I feel bad. We're not going to. Does anybody want this in the workplace? Anyone want to try some noodles?
Put it in the break room. Hey.
Just leave it on the table. Someone will literally take it.
Always happens that way. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and it's time for Heads Up. We want caller 20. We want that to be you. Call us now at 702-364-9400. Caller 20, you're playing, and this is a really neat prize.
We have your tickets for Bluey. Yes, four of them for Bluey's big show. It's happening at Reynolds Hall at the Smith Center on August 10th. Want to go check out Bluey? I know you do. Caller 20, your tickets right now with Heads Up. All you have to do is pick your category and your partner.
Bingo!
And get six answers in 60 seconds, and you will win your tickets to see.
Bluey.
Yes, Bluey, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, our contestant is Jen. Jen, you ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah.
Hi.
I got through.
Oh, we're excited for you. Now we just got to get you these tickets for Bluey's big play happening at the Smith Center. Pick a category. Do you want to go with bookshelf, April showers, Happy Hour, or Bluey?
Bluey.
Bluey it is. Bluey's big play, like we said, coming to town. These are all things and characters that are blue, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
You, Mercedes.
All right.
All right, Jen, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, you win, and you start now.
If you look up, it has clouds in it. It's...
sky.
Yes. The Pacific in Atlanta. Atlantic.
Ocean.
Yes. This is a fruit that you might put, like, in your yogurt.
Blueberry.
Yes. This is Lilo and...
Stitch.
Yes. This is a gem, a rare gem that is blue. It's
no, not also ruby, not emerald.
It's also
sapphire?
Yes, yes. This is Nemo's friend who forgets a lot.
Dory.
Yes, yes, yes. Who shouted out Dory in there?
My son Nixon.
Nixon, you were the game winner. Congratulations, you guys.
Yay, thank you.
You're all set with four tickets to Bluey's Big Play at Reynolds Hall in the Smith Center. This is happening on Saturday, August 10th, and we want you to go see Bluey. We've got your tickets again tomorrow morning right around 8:25. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. The next time you jump in an Uber or a Lyft, make sure you buckle up. I found this incredible. I had no idea. They found this study came out on Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, rideshare drivers, and they found a full third of rideshare drivers have been in at least one wreck. A full third of them. So does that mean like one out of every three drivers have been in a wreck? Is that accurate? Do you drive for a rideshare and have you been in a wreck with a passenger in the car? Has that ever happened to you where you've been? Has anyone had like a really weird Uber drive? Like it just was off a little, or maybe you're the driver and you picked up a passenger and you're like, oh no. Can you just look at someone and tell that they're going to be trouble? You're like, oh, great. Here we go. And are you allowed to cancel? 702-364-9400.
I need to find out if Laura got canceled or not, because we were doing dinner downtown. This was a few weeks ago, and I was leaving the TV station, so she was Ubering down to meet some friends and I for dinner, and she sent me a text message saying, how do you get another Uber? This guy was a smoker. So she got into the Uber and the guy was smoking and the car smelled like smoke and he was smoking a cigarette and she didn't want to be sitting in this car getting out smelling like smoke, having a headache. So she canceled it or said, you know, just drop me off here at the end of the neighborhood and I'll tip you for whatever it is. But she ended up just stopping that ride and having to call another Uber because she didn't want to be in the car with a smoker riding downtown.
I'm really surprised that someone would pick up a passenger smoking.
And smoking. Yeah. Because I've been in some dirty cars before. I've been in a lot of clean cars, such friendly people. But I've been in a couple where I get in like, oh my gosh, when's the last time you cleaned this back seat?
Who's had the weirdest Uber experience, whether you were the driver or the passenger? 702-364-9400. Davina, what happened to you?
Okay, so one time me and my best friend were going to a Lee's discount alcohol event. And on our way, the Uber driver was just talking to us at first, but then he started saying, oh, well, that sounds like fun. Can I come with you guys? And kind of self-inviting himself.
Oh, my gosh. What did you say?
I didn't know. I was kind of stuttery. But my best friend just chimed in and was just like, no.
Thank God for best friends, right? The best friend that if you're one of those people that feels bad being mean to people, they're like, nope. Absolutely not. You cannot hang out with us.
But the Uber driver, they set their own schedule. So I wonder if that happens a lot where they're like, where are you going to? I'm going to Life is Beautiful. Oh, I didn't realize that's happening tonight. Let me park my car and grab a ticket and go check it out.
Well, let's find out. Rick is an Uber driver. Rick, have you ever invited yourself somewhere with a passenger?
No. I'm old and married. I don't do things like that. But it has come up quite a bit.
Where people do that?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Oh. And like when you drop off at the airport, if people forget their marijuana or their alcohol, that's your tip.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
What a tip. Now, are you allowed to cancel if you pull up and you just have a bad feeling about that person, you just cancel on them?
Yeah, you can cancel. Yeah, I've done it twice. Yeah, out of 14,000 rides, I've done it twice. To where there's a couple were screaming at each other, and I was like, nope. And then the other one, the person didn't want to give me the name, and I was like, do you not understand how this works? We have to know each other, you know?
Oh, you had to get in. Like, I'm looking for Mercedes, and you're not going to say that you're Mercedes. Why am I going to pick you up then if I don't get your name?
Yeah, and the guy, you know, it's my baby's mama's account. It's like, well, then you should know her name, right? I mean, really.
Oh, yeah, I have a feeling maybe that wasn't baby mama's account. Maybe that was just a borrowed, quote-unquote, account. Wow.
I would think so.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Rick. I'm telling you, I've only had great Uber drivers and great Lyft drivers. I never had a bad experience before.
I love it. I love starting conversations. Sometimes I'm not in a good, like, I just want to be quiet and we don't talk, but I've had many conversations. The last one, I discovered that my Uber driver is from the same area that I was from, and he worked, my neighbor, when I was a kid, used to own a car dealership, and he worked for my neighbor. Like, growing up, he's like, yeah, I worked for Fred Bean Ford. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, Fred Bean's lived across the street from me. It was, like, such a small world moment.
And then he's like, can I hang out with you? And you're like, yeah.
Let's do it.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So now Sylvester Stallone has come under fire. The casting agency that worked with the series Tulsa King has quit as these allegations are coming out that says Sylvester Stallone and one of the directors had disparaged some background actors. The casting company, they were hired to put actors in this Paramount Plus show. I never watched it. Did you watch it?
Did not know.
Tulsa King. I guess this Facebook page for Atlanta saw posts appear, including one that claimed that Stallone and this unnamed director called some of the extras ugly, used phrases like tub of lard, fat guy with cane. I mean, that just sounds like such an old person thing to say. Tub of lard.
Is that how they were credited in the show? Fat guy with cane, played by John Smith.
I don't know.
What's going on?
Another allegation is that Stallone suggested that production bring in, quote, pretty young girls to be around me. These are not the only claims. And now an investigation into the toxic set is underway.
Maybe for the scene, we need some pretty young girls for the scene that paints the picture. Pretty young girls to be around me.
That's just creepy, too.
So creepy.
So, yeah, we might be hearing a little bit more about that. Did you know, do you have trees on your street?
Yes.
Okay, that means you're sleeping better than people that don't. They did this study, and they found that living on streets that have trees and views of blue spaces like lakes or seas leads to better mental health and improved sleep. So they looked at all different kinds of environments, and they found that these greener areas not only address, like, you know, environmental challenges, but they also show significant public health benefits. So they say there is a definite link between greenery and reduced risks linked to poor sleep, including obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular diseases. So they say that this is really an important finding. So you go to urban areas and plant more trees because it really helps people in their mental health.
Yeah. We have a lot of trees in our backyard. There's some trees in the front yard. We've got some new neighbors that moved in up the street, and they have these two gorgeous trees in their backyard. And I've just seen them for years. And the first thing they did was they trimmed them down to nothing. Now you can see the neighbors fully see into their backyard and everything. Obviously, they had a reason for doing it. But in my mind, I'm like, my gosh, it took years for those trees to get that big and just provide so much shade. And they just trimmed them down to nothing.
Yeah, that's so sad. That I feel like I love having trees in my yard, but right now everything is blooming. And so I'm a mess. Like, allergies are acting up. I can, when we go out for our walk, because it's getting nice again and we're going outside a lot more, I can feel my eyes start to, like, dry up and start tearing. It's just like an instant reaction.
I don't even know what these trees are called outside the radio station, but yeah, once they start blooming, we walk outside and there's like a yellow coating of pollen on our cars.
I know. It's so bad.
We have to move our parking spots this time of year. Maybe park under the covered parking down there because we're going to start getting dusty.
We complain to people park in our spots. Some people claim those as their spots. So if we move in, we're just as bad as the people that move into our spot.
Are those spots claimed, Steph? Because don't you park under one of the covered parking spots, or you used to?
No, I moved. When one coworker left the building, they were getting the nice parking spot. It mirrored Mercedes, so I moved to her spot when she left, and now I don't know who takes my spot now because I leave after them.
Oh, you and Steph, you guys bookend the next to the loading dock area?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Just right there.
Those are the nice spots. Yeah, I can't, one, give up my next spot.
It is a good spot, you're so close.
I don't want to go over and take someone else's spot. All right, this is the kind of chaos I would love to be a part of. This mall in China had some excitement when someone left the door open to a pet cafe. So have you seen those like pet cafes where sometimes there's like a pug cafe and they just have pugs running around?
Oh, how cool
you
is this?
You can go in and get a coffee and like play with dogs.
Someone else's
stuff.
Dog? You
yeah.
go play with? Okay.
So this mall in China has one of those, but with huskies. So this pet cafe with huskies, someone accidentally left the door open and 100 huskies decided to take the opportunity and literally run.
Oh, gosh.
They ran through the mall. Like, you could see people shopping. There's huskies running all over the place. And then people are stopping and petting them. The shoppers literally loved it. They were going so crazy. The cafe said the dogs were excited because the cafe owner was visiting the cafe after being gone for a long time. So they got all excited. They started running around going crazy. It took a while, but they did round up all of the animals, brought them back to the cafe. I don't know how they lured them back. Maybe they made a trail of treats or something, but it's so cute.
We do the trail of treats every night for our dogs to go upstairs. Follow Come on, Jax. Follow the treats to your bed.
Nick's 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. This month, we get new Taylor Swift, the Tortured Poets Department comes out this month. I'm so excited.
Is it the 26th it comes out? The end of the month, right?
April 29th.
All right. Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, so be ready for that. You know, she's famous for her album 1989. We got 1989, Taylor's version. And I'm noticing a lot of like 80s type of references lately. Last night at the Vegas Thrill Game, it was 80s night. And it was so much fun. Our DJ Kelly J, she was playing. I was thinking of you the whole time because I know how you love your 80s music.
Yes.
And she was playing all these different, like 80s songs I had not even heard in years. It was so much fun. And people showed up all decked out in their 80s. It was really cute.
I loved your outfit that I saw in your story last night.
Thank you. I was wearing some baggy jeans, which I pegged, rolled up at the ankles. I was wearing my Nike Cortez shoes. Those are like old school Nikes. And then I was wearing like a track jacket. And I had so many of like the younger people ask, like, where did you get that jacket? That jacket's fire. I'm like, I got it on Amazon. Like,
are they coming back? Because a buddy of mine was wearing one. We went to lunch on Saturday, and he had two people come up and ask him about his track jacket that he had got at like Buffalo Exchange or something like that.
I think they definitely are coming back. I had so many comments on that, and it was so funny. Have you ever made like a reference to something in pop culture or just something older, and someone younger than you did not understand what you were talking about? Like, it just went right over their head. So this woman that I work with at the Vegas Thrill, she comes up to me. She goes, you know who you look like? And I was like, who? She goes, you look like Punky Brewster.
Punky Brewster! Hold on one second.
And I started laughing. I thought that was so funny. I was like, oh my gosh, I could totally see it. And the girl standing next to me, who's a member of the Thrill Seekers, who they're like the hype squad, she looks and she's like, who's that? Oh. I mean, she's probably 19, 20 years
old.
Yeah,
way
so
before
cute.
Her time.
Totally over her head. It was so funny. I was laughing so hard. And then someone made a Jenny 8675309 reference.
Uh-huh.
And one of the Thrill Seekers was like, who's Jenny? And it was just so funny. Have you ever done that where you made a reference and maybe your kid had no clue what you were talking about. Maybe you're dating someone significantly younger than you and they're like, what does that even mean? 702-364-9400.
My friend's kid, he was like 12 or 13 at the time, and he's a guitar wizard. He can play anything. And we're at their house and he had his guitar and he's just playing a bunch of songs. And I asked him, you can play anything? Yeah, give me the song. And I said, Glory Days, Bruce Springsteen. So he has an app, he looks it up and puts it on his phone. And literally on the guitar, he's like, and he's playing the song. It's spot on. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. The song kicks in and I'm like, yes! And like, that's fantastic. He goes, never heard of the song before. I'm like, what? Do you know Bruce Springsteen? He's like, no, don't know him.
Oh, man.
My gosh.
I feel like Bruce Springsteen would be a classic that you would learn about. It's like, I don't know a ton about the groups that my parents listened to, but I know the classics.
12 years old, didn't know Bruce Springsteen, but could play Glory Days like he was the boss himself.
Wow. Does he want to borrow my track jacket?
Is that you, Bruce? Is that you?
Is it back in style and cool again? They're on sale. Amazon, $19.99.
Stock them now. If you find a couple months, they're going to be like $59.99. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that's it for us on a Tuesday. Thanks so much for being here. If you missed anything, download our podcast. It goes up right after the show. You can catch up on anything you may have missed. And make sure you join us tomorrow because we've got more of those Bluey tickets. Bluey Live is coming to town. The Smith Center, we've got 4 packs of tickets along with your 4 pack of tickets to check out Legoland California. That is happening at 7:30 with the Mega Minute tomorrow. We are headed out. J-Love on the way next. But right now it's time for the line of the day.
This morning for Try It Tuesday, we tried the cup noodles, everything bagel with cream cheese. And the reviews were meh. You know what? There's the onion. There's the garlic. I'm getting that heavy.
Yeah, it's bland to me. It needs like Tapatio.
Yeah, I guess it's not terrible, but yeah, it's garlicky.
Did anyone go back and finish theirs?
Oh, God, no. That went straight into the trash. That was done.
Steph?
Because I was starving, I was like, I'm going to try. I didn't finish. I took a couple more bites, and then after that, I was like, this is gross. No, I can't.
Yeah, it just was not the right flavoring.
Mercedes and I passed each other in the break room. Dump it down the disposal.
Yeah, bye-bye.
That'll do it for show number 2036 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.